Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Trackside Butcher Shop in Henry County has taken the next step. They've sought and been approved for USDA inspection at their new regional meat processing plant. Co-owner John Edwards.
We opened our doors in November, started doing custom processing right away, November 2015. Since then, we have gotten our USDA inspection. We saw an immediate increase in business because of it. There's a lot of producers in this area who market their beef and hog and goat and lamb. And in order to be able to market that to other consumers, they have to have that USDA inspection on that package of meat. There's a lot of producers who will go to restaurants and grocery stores and develop relationships with chefs and establishment owners and start marketing that local product.
To do that, USDA plant inspection is required. Trackside will continue to offer custom services for local farmers.
Anytime you just want to have an animal processed and bring it back home and put it in your own freezer, you don't need the USDA inspection. We were staying busy just off of that. That's called custom processing. And we were staying busy off of that, but since we've added the USDA inspection, our business has increased.
Over 2 years ago, local farm leaders in the region requested ag development funds for a feasibility study. And as they say, the rest is history. More on that process in a minute. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
John Edwards and his partner Chris Wright and their families are changing careers due to the need for a local processing facility. Local county ag development councils identified the need and the potential for success, helped with some of the funding, and after careful thought, Edwards and Wright took the plunge.
I can't emphasize enough how thankful we are for the help that we've received. I mean, it just wouldn't have been possible otherwise. This was a very big project. The loan for a meat processing facility is very hard to get. It's such a unique business, and there's so much equipment, and the facility is built in such a way that makes it very unique to just meat processing. So that makes it difficult to get a loan for. So if it hadn't been for the support through ag development, it just wouldn't have happened. I know it wouldn't have.
Edwards also gives credit to KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, which has also helped them work through a variety of challenges in this unfolding process. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.